we had been talking about the election before, we knew that it didn't matter who got in, it mattered what God wanted. Because last time when Trump lost, so many Christians put their faith in him instead of putting their faith in God, and our whole life was shaken, the whole body of Christ. They didn't know what to think. They didn't know how to react. They thought, we prayed, we sought the Lord, we did what God wanted, but God had other plans. And because of everything that God has done, it has made us realize that we can't put our faith in a man. We have to put our faith in God no matter what, no matter who's in authority. You know, like I think about, you know, this nation. Why are so many people wanting to come here? It's because we have such a great nation. You know, that's why our borders are flooded, because so many people want to be here. We love living here. We don't realize what it's like in other nations where it's harsh and the authorities will take your life in a second just for anything. Or they'll take all that you own because they can. You know, so just keep in mind this, we're here for a reason, right? And we will pray for revival every day. So the title of my message is Repentance. And it's a short message because I'm going to pray today. And you can turn to Mark chapter 1. And I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. I'm going to start at verse 14. Repentance is godly sorrow for sin and turning to God. That is what repentance is. Repentance brings revival. It's not the other way around. That's the mistake that Americans and Christians around the world have made. They think that when God moves, then his people will repent and then they'll change and then his amazing kingdom will be established and things will change in people's lives. But it starts with us choosing to change. It starts with us saying, okay, God, do what you want. Amen.
Amen.
So Mark chapter 1 verse 14 says, now after John the Baptist was arrested and taken into custody, Jesus went to Galilee preaching the good news of the kingdom of God and saying, the appointed period of time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, regret past sins, live your life in a way that proves repentance, seek God's purpose for your life, and believe with a deep, abiding trust in the good news regarding salvation. Amen. And then I want you to turn to Joel chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 12. Again, this is all amplified. Thank you, Lord. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Even now, says the Lord, turn and come to me with all your heart in genuine repentance, with fasting and weeping and mourning until every barrier is removed and the broken fellowship is restored. Rip your heart to pieces in sorrow and contrition and not your garments. Now return in repentance to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, faithful to his covenant with his people. And he relents his sentence of evil when his people genuinely repent. Amen.
Amen.
And then I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 5. And it is from Galatians that I will be praying. But I want to read these verses so it's established. I'm going to read 13, start at 13. For you, my brothers, were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature. worldliness, selfishness, but through love serve and seek the best for one another. For the whole law concerning human relationships is fulfilled in one precept. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, you shall have an unselfish concern for others and do things for their benefit. But if you bite and devour one another in bickering and strife, watch out that you, along with your entire fellowship, are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit, seek Him and be responsive to His guidance, and then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and His precepts. And then drop down to 19. Now the practices of the sinful nature are clearly evident. They are sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, total irresponsibility, lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote heresies, envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior, and other things like these. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I'm going to stop right there. So today I want you to think about whatever is going on in your heart. I don't want you to think about the person next to you. I don't want you to think about anyone else who you feel is maybe worse than you are. So why should you do anything in your life? Why should you change when there are other people who are worse than you are? You're not doing much. You're a good person. I'm not asking if you're a good person or not. I'm asking that what is in your heart that you know needs to be changed, that you need to repent of, that you do that today. And I'm going to lead us all in prayer, and I'm going to give you this option. You may sit where you're at. You may stand. You may find a place to yourself. You may come to the altar. It does not matter. That is between you and the Lord. As I pray, I just ask that you would keep open hearts, okay? This is not a religious thing. This is just between you and the Lord. Because when you leave here today, when there are moments in your life when you're going to make mistakes, because we all are human, we're going to make mistakes, it is our job as Christians to be quick to repent. That's our calling. God has placed that in our lives. It's like when your kids mess up, you don't give up on them the one time that they mess up. And again, you keep loving them. You keep, when they say you're sorry, you keep loving them. You give them a hug. You assure them that you love them. God wants you to know that He loves you. Don't worry about anything else. Your repentance is between you and the Lord. It's not between you and anyone else. It's you and the Lord. All right? Okay, let's pray. So right now, first of all, in Jesus' name, we bind up all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. In Jesus' name, we bind up every hindrance of the enemy, every evil thought that is coming into our minds right now, all doubt, all unbelief. In Jesus' name, we command it to leave. In Jesus' name, we break every evil yoke over each one of us. We pray and ask for all of us to have open hearts that are contrite and humbled in repentance. God, we ask that you would forgive us. First of all, Michael and I, as the leaders of this congregation, God, forgive us, Lord, in any part, God, that we have not followed your will. Anything in our lives that is against you, forgive us, Lord. Help us to be godly examples to your people. Help us to love you, Father. Change us, God, where you want us to do or be anything else. Lord God, change us from the inside out. Father, for us pastors and leaders in this congregation, God, every leader, Father God, help us to be what you have called us to be in Jesus' name, leading every person, discipling every person that needs to be discipled. Forgive us, Lord, where we have done anything against you, Father. Forgive us as leaders of the church, Lord. And as the church as a whole, God, where we have not fulfilled the destiny that you have called us to be, where we have not fulfilled the calling and the purpose that you have had for this ministry, we ask that you would forgive us, Lord. We repent before you. We ask that you would change us, God, and that you would reveal to us what is that purpose in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask for grace and mercy upon this nation, upon our government, our cities, our states. We ask that you would return this nation to a strong spiritual foundation once again while we have the chance in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in our government. It is not about Democrats or Republicans. It is about what you want in this nation, God. It is about the change of hearts in this nation. We pray and ask for that, God, once again, in Jesus' name. We pray and repent for the sins of our flesh, God. No matter what it is, whatever we are wrestling with, we repent for all pride, haughtiness, vanity, all selfish ambition, selfishness, idolatry, stubbornness, all laziness, complacency, witchcraft, and rebellion, all complaining and murmuring, all sexual immoralities, perversions, adultery, and addictions to pornography, all deceitfulness, lying, and exaggerations, all bad habits and addictions that are pulling us away from you, God, all doubt and unbelief, all bitterness, unforgiveness, and envyings, all judgmental and critical attitudes, all hatred, gossiping, backbiting, stirring up strife, and tearing down of fellow believers, all evil thoughts and intentions in our hearts. And God, right now, any hidden sins, God, that any of us are going through, that we have buried deep in our hearts, Lord, we rend and break open our hearts, that anything that needs to be revealed will be made open before you so that you can change us completely in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. God, you are the only one who can change us, the only one, and we are asking for that change. We are asking for something different, Lord. We've gone on a course, the same course for so long, but we need something different. Right now, we loose the power of God to move in each and every heart. We loose the anointing that breaks the yoke. We loose revival fire, a burning passion in our hearts to be so hungry and thirsty for you, God, that everyone else around us wants to be hungry and thirsty for you. We lose supernatural sacrificial love to serve and seek the best for one another. We pray that we walk habitually and continually in the Holy Spirit, being led by you, Holy Spirit, seeking and being responsive to your guidance so that we will be able to overcome the desires of the sinful nature. We loose the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to flow in and through each and every one of us, to not only heal and transform us, but also heal and transform our families, our churches, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our cities, our counties, our states, our entire nation. We pray that we do not become weary in well-doing, but we press on toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Let us walk and not faint. Let us run and not be weary. We loose dreams and visions and callings of God upon every person in this place and everyone who is listening online. We lose the power of the abundant life of Jesus Christ to flow to every person, healing their bodies and blessing them above and beyond what they could ever ask or think. We lose divine protection, guidance, and direction as we all go about our lives this week. May our lives be lives of repentance, not of half-hearted changes, but completely filled with the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Lord God, we turn our hearts and we face you, God. We stand before you in your throne room. God, you see us just as we are. We cannot hide who we are from you, God. You see our hearts. You see the very depths. You see the struggles. You see the pain. Lord, you see the hurts. You see it all. And God, we thank you that you are healing it all. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us up to overflowing in Jesus' name, that we would walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray for healthy marriages. We pray for healthy relationships. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. God, every person in this place, you know the desires of their hearts. God, you know what they are thinking right now. God, we ask that you would give them the desires of their hearts according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, every barrier in their lives that is holding back finances, that is holding back healing, that is holding back a true change, we command those barriers to be broken down in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we only want you. We only want you. If there is anything in us, God, that is above you, any idol that we have put above you, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. Change us, Lord. We repent before you, God, because we know desperately we need revival. More than anything else in this world, God, we need revival. We need your move across this land and around the world. We need you, God. We thank you that you are here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving in our lives. Thank you for moving in our families, God. Lord, whatever decision, there are people here, God, that have important decisions that are weighing upon their hearts. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would reveal to them whether it is a yes or a no. Reveal to them clear cut, God, so they are not wondering any longer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those who have suffered with sicknesses long term, that it feels like that thing is not going to change. It has been afflicting you for so long, you've actually come to accept it. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command that long-term sickness to leave your body in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare you are healed by Jesus' stripes. No matter what report the doctor tells you, you know in your heart that you are healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for our children, God. As they are next door, Holy Spirit, minister to them. Use Brother Steve and Peggy and Miss Joy to minister to our children in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that no matter how young they are, God, they can change the world. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for the youth in here right now, God, that they are mighty men and women of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Where they feel like they can't do much, or maybe they don't want to do much, They will do awesome things in your presence when they say yes to you, God. They will change households. They will change groups in their schools. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare that from this moment forward, we are a different church. We are not held back by the past any longer. Any evil word that is spoken against us, we condemn it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we are made new because of you. In Jesus' name, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, we love you, God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you need prayer, or if you just need to talk to someone, sometimes that goes hand in hand. Just know that we're always here for you. Okay? Don't forget that. We're here to listen to you. God does the work. Amen. Okay. On a happier note, we are doing Christmas shoeboxes for Samaritan's Purse. I'm completely changing the subject. just so you all know, we've been giving to Samaritan's Purse for many years. They do an amazing work all around the world. They help people. And they started this idea where they get these Christmas box, these shoe boxes, and they give them out to people all over the world, even here in the United States, those who just don't have much, you know, and they give them things in the boxes, anything that they feel like a kid would need. And they also they use those to share the gospel to children all around the world. And some of those children are adults now, and they actually work for the Ministry of Samaritan's Purse. That's how big of an impact these little boxes have made. So I have a video to show what to pack and stuff. And then when you go next door, I have boxes that you can take this week. If you want to, there's no pressure. And I have helpful lists. So you can grab a list for either a boy and a girl or a girl, and or you can look it up online. It's very simple. You just look up Samaritan's Purse, and it'll direct you to it. So I'll have Michael play this video real quick. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this service today. We thank you for that you lay it upon our hearts every day to pray for revival. Thank you, God, that we are making an impact in this nation, your body of Christ, in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord, that every person here, as they go forth, they are blessed, they are healed, they are made new. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. Amen.